Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from thebluesguitarshow.com, the podcast that brings you passion, practice and perseverance for your guitar playing. Hope everyone is having a great week this week. Cheers, as always, to my Plus subscribers and all the guys that I do private sessions with. And cheers to everybody for listening. I think we hit number two in Singapore this week, so another cool chart to add to the list. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, especially if you are in the UK or the US, please do leave me a review. But if you're anywhere else listening as well, it's always really, really helpful. Please do leave a review, preferably 5 stars, and I would be most appreciative. Today we're going to talk about the song Honky Tonk Woman, which is, of course, a Rolling Stones tune. And it's one of the Keith Richards Rolling Stones tunes, which means that the guitar's usually tuned to an open G tuning. So we're going to talk about how to get our guitar in open G. I'm going to play through the part that we're going to learn, and then we'll break it down bit by bit. So first, if you're in standard tuning, all you need to do to get yourself into open G is put your sixth string down to a D. You can do that by playing the fourth and sixth together and just moving it until they sound like they're the right note. It's a good way of ear training as well. The fifth string goes down to a G, so you can do that with string 3 and 5. And then your first string goes down to a D as well. So altogether you have D, G, D, G, B, D. And that's our open G. So let me just play you this part that we're going to work through today. There are some absolutely iconic kind of parts of riffs in there. So we're going to work through them part by part. But start off with this rhythm. So it's just on the third and fourth string. So that's our G and our D. We're just going to go. And if you were to count at the same time, that's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And we played through that twice, so 2 bars of that before we go into the first riff. So then we go into this riff. And the cool thing about this riff is that it's actually pretty much all taking place on the third and fourth string, just with a kind of pedal tone on the open D underneath it. So I'm going to teach to you first on the third and fourth strings, and then we'll add on that pedal tone first string. So because of that, if you're finger picking, you want to do this with your thumb. And on the third string, we're going to go 2 slide to 4, 4 slide back to 2, and then 0. So that's, and I'm hitting it on the 2, hitting it on the 4. And then another 2, 0. Then bent 2, then 0. So. Then upper string fret 2. And then back down on the third string, 0, 2, 0, 0. So break that down into a 2, 4, 4, 2, 0. Then 2, 0, bent 2, 0. Then 2 on the fourth string. And then 0, 2, 0, 0 back on the third. All together. Now all we need to do is add on the open D string underneath it, but we're only going to play the open D string when we play the third string and every time we play it. So, no open D, back to open D. So, that's it, yeah. And it goes back to that riff. So let's just slowly practice that first part. So, now. And if you wanted to play along with the track and you couldn't get that up to speed, you can just carry on playing that rhythm. So this just starts off on the G, and it can carry on throughout that. Okay, the next thing is going to go up to the five chord. The four chord. So we're going to go a slide from fret 2 on the fifth string up to fret 5. And fret 5 we're going to hit on the strings 5, 4, 3, and 2. So and then this cool kind of. So how we do that is we're going to go 2, slide up to 5. And I'm barring that 5 with my first finger. Then I'm going to add on fret 6 on the second string and fret 7 on the fourth string. So if you know your kind of regular open string, standard tuning chords, what we're playing would be a D minor 7. But of course it's not because we're in a different tuning. But we go, and then that finger on, off. So all together so far, that's. There we are. And then we have this cool lick. So what we're going to do with this one, again, the pedal tone is this time on the third string. So the riff takes place on the first string, the pedal tone is on the third. So first string, we're going to go, 5-3-0, and then third string, fret 3, bent up, and then down to the fourth string, fret 2, back to open third, so. So that's 5-3-0 on string 1, string 3, 3 bent up to 0, fret 4, fret 2 on the 4th string, open 3rd. So. And when we're playing that 1st string, we also pedal on the 3rd, so that's. So after we do the. So all together. And then we bar on fret 2 on strings 5, 4, 3 and 2. And the same shape. So the same shape as we did on fret 5, so this time it'd be fret 2, and then we put our second finger on fret 3 on the second string, third finger, fret 4 on the fourth string. And we're just going to go, it's very quick this one. So we have to go. Okay, so we go, bum, 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 and then we go up to fret 7, we're going to bar on 5, 4, 3 and 2. And the same riff. Okay, so exactly the same shape. So this time it would be barred on fret 7, second finger on fret 8 on the second string, and fret 9 on the fourth string. So that bit from there. All the way up to that fret 7. I'm going to slowly play through all of it, so. Up to the four chord. And then up to. And then we just have that very last bit over there. So we're going to start on the fifth string. We're going to open fifth string and then 2-4. Open 4th string, and then back on the 5th, 4-2-0. So we break that down into parts. We've got part 1, right? That's part 1. Part 2 is the... Part 3... Four. Back to. All right, so that's the whole part there. There is a hell of a lot in there, so it'll take a little while for you to get used to those licks, and it might take a little while for you to get used to the shapes playing in an open G. But the thing to remember about this one is that when we get to the chords, firstly, you can play it without all the licks. That stuff you can just omit if you wanted to and just play the open. And then up to the 4 chord. So you can just play the chords without all of the licks. Or you could practice playing the licks along with the backing track. But it's a really great one for practicing those skills, especially when you're finger picking, to keep those pedal tones going underneath. And if I haven't mentioned before, what pedal tones are is it actually comes from piano. It's where you play a note on the piano and then you hit the sustain pedal, and basically that rings out underneath what you're playing. It's the same kind of idea. We've just got this like ringing. All the ringing on this. There's just always a second note ringing alongside it. All right, but there we have it, Honky Tonk Woman, for this week. I hope everyone has a great week. Don't forget, please do leave me a review if you're interested in becoming a subscriber, getting access to those locked episodes that you see that come out on a Friday. Information of how to do so is in the show notes below. All right, everybody, have a great one, and I'll catch you next time. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of lightbulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.